السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خير. يكون upon my fahim sabturin some ash'ar inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a hamd which was composed by a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Saab Partabgari, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, who was the Shaykh Awwal, the first Shaykh of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab, Rahmatullah Alayh, wherein he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he expresses the qudrat, the power and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina.
حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، تو ہی خالق ہے تو ہی خلاق ہے، تو ہی رب انفس و آفاق ہے، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا، تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا، شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر، تو ہی قادر اور تو ہی ہے خبیر، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا، نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا، ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، یہ زمین و آسمان شمس و قمر، دیتے ہیں سب ذات کی تیری خبر، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین، تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبین، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا، شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا، ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل، یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا، یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا، یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا، کر لے مقبول احمد کی دعا، حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل، ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل،
inshallah we will render a few couplets that were composed by Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahmatullahi alayh, wherein Hazrat explains the benefit that comes to a person when he is in the company and the companionship of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is titled Sukoon Adil, the peace and contentment of the heart.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو تبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر بدو حکم خدا سا انسدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر پٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذب کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا
The program is here, Hilal Masjid. What is the Qabristan's name here? Hilal Qabristan. We sitting in the Qabristan. So beautiful, Qiraat, Allah's Kalam, rendered also so beautifully, but like all Aina Qabristan did, no response. The Ash'ar also so beautiful, the subject matter also so beautifully, and inshallah many understand the subject matter also, and rendered also so beautifully, but no response, like we're all in a Qabristan. But if there was a screen here, and one goal was scored, then see how everyone would jump, old people also. And if there were women here, even the old woman would jump and jive, goal, goal. And one six is hit. Oh, six. What's a six? What's a goal? But for that, unfortunately, we as good Muslims, that is our condition. And for Kalamullah, read so beautifully, hardly one subhanallah, mashallah. And we, many of us, heads bowed down also. Big muraqabah, big, all Sufis here. And the high grade Sufis, all are in muraqabah. Allah give us tawfiq to come into this world and appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala here. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. That also very faintly. Read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. If there was some crook here and he is running, all people, crook, 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 catch him. But for Durood Sharif, the voice don't want to come out. Are we gone so dead, base, no feeling? Why Durood Sharif should read? I'm not saying read it now like Ya Salam or how the bidat is read, but at least with some passion, feeling that we express the Durood Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi'il khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه ف فتعب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this, before starting our bayan, one mention of a very great valuable wazifa, a dua to be read mornings and evenings, from the hadith, authentic hadith, taught to us by our great illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah. It is that a person who will read after Fajr and after Maghrib, three times, A'udhu Billahi Sami' al-Alim. Three times, A'udhu Billahi Sami' al-Alim. And then the famous three ayats of Suratul Hashr in 28 Supara, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ till the end. Just to get some idea, who read it today after Maghrib? Three, four people. And this we have mentioned it many times already. So a person who reads this, and if you can't manage it after Maghrib, now after Isha, at night before going to sleep, read it. A person who reads this three times, A'udhu Billahi Sami' al-Alim, Min al-Shaytan al-Rajim, and then the three ayats one time. Then, Wakkal Allahu Bihi. Allah Ta'ala appoints for that person who read it, Sab'ina Alfa Malakin, 70,000 farishtas are put in his employment. You paid them up in front. You read the three ayahs, three times, A'udhu Billahi Sami' al-Alim, Minash Shaitanir Rajim, and you read the three ayahs, so you paid up in front. Now they are working for you. 70,000 farishtas. 70, another three zeros. 70,000 farishtas. You don't have to pay them 20 ren each, 200 ren each. You don't have to give them lunch and supper. You don't have to give them tea, anything. They will work full time. Every moment they will work. They don't take no off. Their capacity is much more than human beings' capacity. And what will be their dua? Sab'ina alfa malakin yusalluna alayhi ayyad'una la. To make dua for you. 70,000 farishtas to make dua for you. There are some people for their business, they employ some people like Hafiz, Alim, just to read whole day Yasin in the shop. For Barakat, they employ him. But he reads or he doesn't read, Allah knows. But they employ him. These malaika, 100%, 24 hours, they will do their job. يُسَلُّونَ عَلِي أَيَّدُونَ لَهُ وَإِمْ مَاتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَوْ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ مَاتَ الشَّهِيدًا. And the day he read it or that night, and he happens to die that day or night, he dies as a shaheed. A shaheed is he that before his first drop of blood falls on the ground, all his gunas are made maaf. Shaheed is he in Tirmizi Sharif, a big, great hadith kitab, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was explaining the virtues, the great position of the shaheed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, we were looking up, up, up till our topis fell off. So high the position is. And all that all of us can get in a matter of a minute. It doesn't take a minute to read three times A'udhu Billahi Samil Alim and the last three, the three ayats of Suratul Hashr. And every morning we can get that. The position of a shaheed. Every night we can get that. And we can get the du'as of 70,000 farishtas. And the farishta, malaika, all their du'as are 100% accepted by Allah. There is no question they are mustajabu da'wat. Yeah, it can be the greatest buzurg also. One buzurg, he went for hajj with his khadim, and this was his 30th hajj that he was making. So when he was at the Kaaba Sharif and reading Talbiyah, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, he heard, and for 30 years he was hearing, La Labbaik, your Labbaik is not accepted. But the first time his khadim, his attendant who was helping him, he heard it. So when he heard it, he told his Shaykh, Hazrat, when your dua is not, your labbaik is not accepted, your hajj is not, why are you taking all the trouble, spending so much money, coming, traveling, making hajj, make all the mujahada? He said, you also heard it. He said, yes, I heard it. He said, I'm hearing it for 30 years, that your hajj is not accepted. He said, why are you carrying on? He said, I got nowhere else to go. This is my only door. On that Allah became so happy that Allah announced that 30 years your hajj is not worthy of acceptance. But because you know you got nowhere else to go, I accept the 30 years of it. So Allah accepts like that. So the farishtas du'as, how Allah will accept it. Let us all read it together, inshallah, and every day determine now, make it, whether before Fajr we'll read it, after Fajr we'll read it, anytime in the morning, anytime in the evening, but every day we will read it. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Now be sure 70,000 farishtas are on each one of our duty. The ladies are hearing inshallah, they also read. For each lady also 70, and whoever in the world have read it, 70,000, those workers, malaika, are on their duty now. And till tomorrow morning, Subah Sadiq, they're going to be making dua for us. And when we got the duas of a farishta, a person, he knows, I got my mother's dua. Nothing can go wrong in my life. I got my sheikh's dua. I got my father's dua. This is the malaika's dua. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayats of the Quran Sharif I read. One ayat, two ayats which we all know in Surah Fatiha, in Alhamdulillah Sharif. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينِ. The third ayat of the Quran, the fourth ayat. That only you do we worship, O Allah, and only from you do we seek help. And then, what is that help that we seek? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. That is what we are asking. Whatever was revealed in all the kitabs before Torah, Zabur, Injil, all of that has come in the Quran Sharif. And whatever has come in the Quran Sharif has come in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha, everything is in this ayah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That is the climax and the height. And so what is the whole Quran, message of the Quran? Allah says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It is the month of Ramadan in which we reveal the Quran Sharif. And what is the Quran Sharif? Hudal linnas. Hidayat for mankind. That straight path. Hudal linnas. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى. And many bayans of hidayat. That straight path. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And many bayans of Furqan, making it clear which is the straight path. When this is the case, and by the barakat of Ramadan, Quran Sharif recited in Taraweeh, each one of us was supposed to complete Taraweeh, one Quran in Ramadan. But very sadly, very few of us completed our one Quran Sharif. So that also, the whole purpose of that was to find Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the straight path. The whole Quran Sharif is an explanation of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. The object is to get the straight path. And that Allah gave, Huda linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Those who find the month of Ramadan, that is, you're at home, you're keeping rosas, everything, then in honor of this great kitab that was revealed, and the main purpose of the kitab was not for barakat. There is a lot of barakat in the Quran. Lot of rahmat in the Quran Sharif. Lot of everything in the Quran. But the main purpose is to show you the straight path. So in order, for the honor of the Quran, fal yasumhu. Keep rosas of the month of Ramadan. The rosas are actually to celebrate that the Quran was revealed. In the happiness of that, like sometimes we give a da'wat, we show our happiness by da'wat. And Shariat has permitted also, we have aqiqah, we have walima. And sometimes show your happiness by fasting also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship for Saudiya, that means now he was going to stay right close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he got his place, which today is included in the Masjid-e-Nabawi. Madrasa Ulum-e-Shari'iyya, which was just out of the old Haram. Very, very near. And now it's part of the Haram. Hazrat kept for 40 days rozas to make shukr to Allah. Allah give us also tawfiq when we have the occasion of a new house we're going to, where we have a big da'wat, we invite everyone, sometimes keep roza also. My daughter getting married, my son getting married, my granddaughter, the day of their marriage, keep roza also. Feasting is there, but by fasting also. The honor of the Quran Sharif, Allah said, it was revealed, so the honor of it, keep roza for the whole month of Ramadan. And listen to the whole Quran in Taraweeh, and read the whole Quran in the month. In fact, the whole month we should be just reading Quran Sharif. And all the message of that is one real message. With it all, plenty of goodness. But the real message is to find Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the straight path. What is the straight path? From here we go anywhere, we can't drive on a straight path. All the roads have bends, we have to take turns, etc. Aeroplane that flies, it flies straight where it has to go. That's why that distance is the shortest distance. The shortest distance between two points is the straight path. The minute you go little off, now it's a longer route. You go via this place, you go to that place, whatever, it's a place. And straight path is only one. One straight path. There are no two straight paths. You people are also right, and you people are also right. No, one is right, one is wrong. Can't be two who are right. The only two that are right are the four mazhabs. Imam Malik says something, that this is totally haram. Imam Abu Hanifa says it's farz. Both of them are right, the four mazhabs. But besides that, all other differences we have, one is right, one is wrong. There is one straight path. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. Allah is the friend of the believers. Yukhrijuhum من الظلمات إلى النور. And when you jubil, Allah is your friend. Allah's hand of friendship is stretched out to us. We just have to become the friends of Allah. And when you become the friend of Allah, you don't have to come out of all your wrong. Allah takes you out. Yukhrijukum min az-zulumat, of all the wrong things. You might be having a lot of wrong things in your life. You might be having drugs, you might be a humanizer, you might be involved in interest business, you might be not making namaz, your dressing is not, a lot of wrong things you are doing. Allah will take you out of all that. Yukhrijukum min az-zulumat. Many wrong things. Ilan nur. Nur is one. The nur of Allah, the sirat-i mustaqim, the sirat of Quran Sharif, the path of Islam is one straight path. And Allah will take you out of all the wrong things and put you onto the straight path. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. And then, walladhina kafaru awliya'umut ta'ud. Yukhrijuhum min an-nuri ila az-zulumat. And those who make friendship with Tawud, Shaitan, then Shaitan takes them out of the right path, of that straight path of Nur, the path in which there is wonderful, beautiful lights, a path that you are walking on the sides there is water flowing, beautiful flowers growing, enjoyment to travel on that path. He takes you out of that path of ease and comfort, such a the road, tar road, smooth sailing. He takes you out and he puts you on the, not gravel road, but what, what holes on the road? Not potholes, dig holes. Big, big dig holes also, he puts you there. You can't travel there also. No lights there also. And crooks on that way. And wild animals on that road. And that road, your car breaks down. He takes you out from here. يُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. These are the people of the fire. So that straight path which Allah has given us, that we must follow. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is the friend of the believers. And He takes them out. So that is what we must see. Am I on that straight path or not? And Allah takes us out and puts us on that straight path. And the minute a person is on that beautiful straight path, he doesn't even think about the wrong and haram of the dunya, of all the filth and dirt. And me and you, Allah make us maaf. In namaz, we're thinking of what filth and dirt. In namaz, in sajda, we are thinking of the worst gunas. Where those people who Allah took out of zulumat, many types of zulumat, darkness, Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. The zulumat are such one layer on top of layers. Like in the sea. Fi bahri lujji yaghshahu mawj. Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. If you go down in the sea, it is so dark that your hand, you put it right in front of your eyes. You can't see your hand also. So much of darkness. And unfortunately, in this world, they are the vast majority of the people. And very, very sadly, the kuffar, they are in this total darkness where they believe in atheism, that Allah doesn't exist. They believe in a religion like Christianity, in which they believe that Isa al-Islam is the son of God, and they say he's God also. They say three is one, and one is three. What darkness they are in. A small child knows one is one and three is three. The child knows also three is not one and one is not three. And they can't manage to explain it. Their followers, the priests just tell them you have to accept it. There is no explanation for it. And ours is a clear-cut path. One Allah. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. You one Allah. No two Allahs. How many of Christians, the pastors and the priests of the Christians, when they came to enlightened about Islam, they say, but the Bible teaches us and we are confused what the Bible teaches us. For example, the Bible teaches, according to them, what they believe which is wrong. that Isa alayhi salam was crucified on the church, and they believe Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, is the Son of God, and they believe that He is God. So is He the Son and the Father? How can He be the same? He's the Son of God also, and He's God also. I'm the Son of my Father, and I'm my Father also. You can't be both. You're one of the two. You're either your Father's Son, or you are the Son, and He's the Father. But what the Bible today, all the copies of the Bible got it. According to them, when Isa al-Islam was put on the cross and they crucified Him, then they say He's God. But then He made dua to God. Now, to who did He make dua? If He is God, then which is the other God He made dua to? So many of the priests, then they turned away from Christianity. Many of them are such, they studied many other religions. When they went to Hinduism, there were three gods. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or whatever they got. But Hinduism, thousands, millions of gods. When they came to Quran Sharif, Allah opened their heart. Here is the truth. Here is no controversy, no confusion. Straight and clear cut terms from A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Seek Allah, refuge, protection in one Allah. From shaitan, who is your accursed enemy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is Rahman, who is Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to for one Allah. Clear cut. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Allah is one Allah, one only. And today, without exaggeration, there are thousands of like big prominent people, professors, big professors of universities, avowed atheists of 20, 30, 40 years, they are coming to Islam. And by the barakat of who? By a 16-year-old girl when she debated. With an 11-year-old boy when he debated with them. And they realized the truth. One professor told that he gave a whole bayan of philosophy that seeing is believing. Hearing is deceiving. What you see, you believe. There is this wall, I can see that. Watch, all people sitting, I can. They are here. What you can't see, that is, you can't believe in that. That is deceiving. We are saying malaika are present here, but we can't see them. According to them, what you don't see, you can't believe in that. So, a young boy stood up and he told the professor, your whole big lecture that you gave with all your proofs of your what your arguments and everything, what I understand you say that what you can't see doesn't exist. He said, you understood correctly. That's my whole lecture I gave. So he said, sir, I can't see your brains. Can you see your brains? You ever saw your brains? So he was now dumbfounded. He didn't ever answer. So he says, but you can see from the signs of the brain. So he says, from the signs of Allah, you can see Allah more clearer than what you can see your brains also. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh was traveling in the plane. It was from Tokyo or from somewhere. There was a ijtima there, and they were coming back to Delhi. And a Buddhist or Hindu doctor, who did not believe also, he became an atheist also. He also said the similar thing, that the world is believing in God, in Allah, but nobody has seen Allah till today. So Maulana explained him, see, there are things that we don't see, but we believe in them. This person said, and Maulana said, millions of things what we don't see, but we believe. He said, tell me one, I will accept it. What we only believe what we see. What we don't see, we don't believe. Maulana asked him the same question. Your brains, do you see them? But we can see the signs of brains. Like all of us sitting here now, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us brains. Our brains are in order also. We are not mad people. Somebody is not jumping and shouting and screaming or something, fighting with people. That means your brains are in order. So in the aeroplane they were traveling, Maulana said, we two are sitting here, we are having a discussion. That means it's a sign that our brain is in order. The whole plane, all the passengers, the hostesses, they're serving, they're bringing things, what people are asking them, they are doing all the things. Because the brain, there's a sign the brain is ordered. Allahu Akbar. See a Bedouin, person living in the deserts, in the jungles. He says that, yeah, in the desert, when a camel goes past, and the footsteps of the camel you see, what does he tell me? That a camel went this way. Further, what does he say? When a camel passes here, and the dung, the waste of the camel I see on the sand, that tells me a camel passed here. Then he says, when the footsteps of a camel and the dung of a camel can prove that a camel went here, then the heavens and the earth, the mountains and the seas, the lands and the, everything, doesn't that prove that Allah made it? And what do they say? And which very sadly me and you are sending our children to school to learn this, to learn the wrong things. For example, the Big Bang Theory. What is the Big Bang Theory? See this glass here. If I have to drop it here on the carpet, perhaps it won't break. But if I drop it on tiles or concrete, will it be made or will it break? It will break. But they say everything of the world, there was a big bang and everything came perfectly on its place. Like for example, I see a beautiful building, house, offices, whatever, some beautiful. And what I believe that there was a big bang that took place. And the whole house, the doors fell exactly right in their places. And fitting also, not that they are obscure or something. The windows fitted perfectly. The bathroom on its place. The toilet on its place. The bedroom, what a big bang can something like that happen. Sometimes we carrying something, a box out at home, at work, anywhere, and it falls. And it makes a noise. Now all the things in there, are they all now made up properly? And everything in its compartment, how we took so long to put it? Or does it go all? But me and you, we're paying big, big amounts of money for our children's school fees, how much we are paying. For our children's textbooks, for our children's uniforms, for our children's excursions, and their lunch, their spending money, how much we are spending so that they go and learn the Darwin's theory of evolution, to go and learn the Big Bang theory. Allah give us, open our minds. What? We were supposed to be those people to teach the world, ilahukum, ilahu wahid, that this world is a temporary place. And when the big bang of this world will take place, qiyamat, idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha, and all, how many other places, ya yuhannasu taqu rabbakum alladhi, inna zulzilatil saati shay'un azim. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. That will be the Big Bang. Hey, not the Big Bang what they talking about. On that day, the people, you'll see them like mad, drunk people, but they are not drunk. وما هم بسكارى. You'll see women will abort their children. A woman, how she protects a child. But that on that day they will realize. And unfortunately we are paying big money for our children's destruction to get that wrong belief. That the children were born from monkeys. In other words, in simple language, we're sending our children to school to learn that we, the parents, we are monkeys. They believe they are born from monkeys. So to prove you're a monkey, you are paying so much money. And if this doesn't prove you're a monkey, then what else are you? You are doing it yourself. And we are proud about it. He's got a top education. And what does he finally get? He becomes a PhD. And what is a PhD? Permanent head damage. Or in Urdu, Perawa Dimagh. His head is turned upside down. That is what you see, and for what we are paying so much money. And on the other hand, to become Hafiz al-Quran, Allahu Akbar. To become a Qari of the Quran Sharif. And a Qari, normally for us still, Allah let us reach the further stages. Normally our Qiraat is to learn the different Qiraats as the Qaris read. But the real object is the different meanings of that. And that enriches a person's life. And Quran becomes it's a great treasure and a great wealth. It just bursts into so much of knowledge. When you see the different Qiraats, the different meanings it has got. It is like a capsule that has got not only that dawa, but it's got 10 types of dawas in it. Every qiraat, the different meanings, that is the main thing of the qiraat. And the richness of the Quran, the power of the Quran is kept in the different qiraat. 7 qiraats, 10 qiraats, 13 qiraats, all the different meanings. We know one meaning. But you read it in that qiraat, that meaning is different. The fuqaha were masters in this field. And for according to the qiraat, they proved their masail also. That this qiraat is like this, this proves this masala like this. Allah give us tawfiq. That is where we had to use our brains. In Quran, in hadith. But we are using it with the useless things of this dunya. So sirat-e-mustaqim is a beautiful straight path of great enjoyment. Great contentment. Great peace of mind. One time, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train, and in the train conversation starts. So one person explained he's going to a certain place. Maulana told him, you're in the wrong train. The train is going to the north, and the place you have to go is in the south. You're in the opposite direction. So automatically a person becomes parishan. If we are traveling, and we are in the wrong direction, and we have gone 50 kilometers off a track, we also, and I had to reach there on time. And now I'm short of time and I'm in the opposite direction. So he got very worried. So Mana told him, not so worried you have to get. Next station, you get off the train. You get onto the next platform and you get the train that's going to the south. And then you'll reach your destination. Then when he went, Mana told his friends now that he's gone, the minute he's going to sit in this train, he's gone more further from his destination. But the minute he's sitting in the train that's going in the right direction, he's going to find peace. I'm on the right path now. I'm on the right path. I'm on the straight path. He'll find it, Minan. And every minute that goes, every mile, kilometer that he travels, he'll get more, it, Minan. Wallah, if we come onto Sirat-i-Mustaqim, our depression which we are having, anxiety that we are having, pressure, stress, this problem in my life, that in my married life problem, home life, domestic life problem, business problem, with friends problem. Wallah, just come on to Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And then see when we are on that road to Jannah, the road to Allah Ta'ala, what sukoon you will find in your heart. What peace of mind, what contentment. Immediately Allah Ta'ala gives that. And after that, what and what Allah opens up for that person. It is to come onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the straight path. And the month of Ramadan was for that purpose. Before the month of Ramadan, let us just think a little bit. What was my conditions of my namazes? Was I making my 5 times? Was I missing now and then? And if I missed, I didn't really worry. Or did I really worry and make my qadha? Or did I cover it up or something? All that. And after Ramzan, don't compare ourselves with Ramzan. Because Ramzan, the tempo is very high. 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Whole Quran Sharif in Taraweeh we read. Every day rozas. You can't maintain that after Ramzan. Every day rozas. How many of us didn't keep our 6 Shawwal rozas? MashaAllah, there are people, plenty who kept. But many of us didn't keep. We kept 30 in Ramadan. But to keep 6, and that also you didn't have to keep them continuously one after the other. For you could spread it out in the whole month, but we didn't. Many of us, or rather some of us, we made one khatam of Quran in Ramzan. But after Ramzan, we haven't read 2 suparas, 3 suparas. We haven't touched the Quran. It's supposed to be continued, at least a little bit. So don't compare ourselves with Ramzan. Compare ourselves before Ramzan, what was our, how much Quran Sharif was I reading? How many namazes was I making? How much was I conscious of my deen? Now 1 month has passed after Ramadan. We are around about the fourth of Zulqa'dah is going to be started already. Now what is my, did I improve from what I was before Ramzan? If I have improved, there is no limit of shukr we must make to Allah Ta'ala. And if we didn't improve, lot of tawbah and istighfar. But the vast majority of us, we don't do a checkup. For everything else, my car, 20,000 kilometers, 50,000 must go for service. 6 months it must go for service. My car license, 3 years, 5 years, I must renew it. My car license, the car license, every year I must read, all that we are conscious. But this is like zombies. Ramzan comes and Ramzan goes. Hajj comes and Hajj goes. But we don't do check-up also. Every namaz we are supposed to becoming closer to Allah. But many of us, if we are not conscious of it also, every namaz is taking us further away from Allah. And think for ourselves. We all, many of us are 5 times namaz is alhamdulillah, may Allah accept. But are we getting closer to Allah? Are we feeling the conscience of Allah Ta'ala? Are we making, what is this, what has to be done? Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pertabgari Rahmatullah Ali, great buzurg. He says, nisbat, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ki unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. What is this connection with Allah? Ramzan brought us till the end of Ramzan. The first 10 days of the rahmat of Allah. The second 10 days of the maghfirat of Allah. The last 10 days, itkum minan nar, freedom from Jahannam. And the minute the moon is sighted for Eid at night, the Rawi say it was round about Maghrib namaz, say about 6:30, 7, whatever time. Then after that, after 15 minutes, half an hour, news came, the moon was sighted. Whatever, now it made, from that time, now the season of Hajj has started. And what is season of Hajj really? Where the Haji is connected with Allah and he wants to go now to his beloved's house. When a boy gets engaged, and once the engagement is confirmed now, then he just wants to go to his in-law's house. For any excuse, his parents have to tell him, don't go too much there. You lose your respect, you go so much. What's this, every now and then you just gone to Susral Nagar. He just gone to the in-laws all the time. His heart gets pulled to his in-laws. If a mu'min, if we spend our Ramadan, our hearts will just get pulled towards Hajj. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, writes, when the moon of Eid is sighted, all people make happiness. The whole mood changes, Ramzan mood. All who are reading Quran, Quran is closed now. Who are making namaz, namaz is finished now. Now the women folk are busy in the kitchen. They are making this, they are making that. The other people in the house, their clothes for tomorrow, each day, the boys, the girls, this trouser, that dress, this shoes, all in different mood now, each day now. The night already we are different, everything. But Hazrat Shaykh, my condition also changes. But how does it change? That my thoughts go now to Hajj. When you have found your beloved, you want to go to your beloved's house. Automatically you want to go and visit your beloved. And that is what is the Hajj. When the moon of Eid, Ramzan Eid is sighted, the mausam of Hajj has started. From the first of Shawwal. And that's not in the morning, from the night. So Hazrat says a beautiful poem, Suna hai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. I've heard, oh Allah, I got the news, not Eid news, not tomorrow is Eid. I got the news that all your ardent lovers, aashiqeen, they are going to be gathering at your house. In other words, for Hajj they are going to come. Agar ijazat ho, main bhi in mein shamil ho jau. If there is permission, I also want to be with them. To be with your ashiqeen. To be with the ashiqs. Hadr Shaykh, our MashaAllah, Maulana Fahim so beautifully recited. Hadrat says that, I wish that I can travel in the world with the ashiks of Allah Ta'ala. And we go from country to country. Sunayenge, tere geet sunake sabko majnu banayenge. And we will let them sing your song of your praises, and we'll make the people mad in your love. That was Hazrat's mission in life. How he can find the lovers, and he should say, I travel in the world, and where I see a sign in somebody, he's got the potential of becoming a lover of Allah. I work on that person. I make dua for that person. I make him close to me. I make him come and sit next to me eating. And I try and wean him over so that I can build his potential. And that person who has that, the lover of Allah, that is what they look for. So that is, so suna hai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. And Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali say, nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ke unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. This connection with Allah, what does it mean? It means you are so connected with Allah, you can't forget Allah. You can't leave Allah. Me and you, Allah, forgive us. In our namaz, we can't think of Allah. Whereas namaz, Allah says, what is namaz? Aqim is salah. Perfect your namaz. Not just sallu salah. Not salli salah. Fa salli li rabbika. That only came one place in the Quran. Everywhere else, Allah says, aqim is that perfect your namaz. Shaykh Ahmad Sarhindi Rahmatullah Ali says that your namaz, concentration in namaz is impossible if your outward postures are not correct. If our legs are not facing Qibla, they're not four fingers apart, one leg is facing Bollywood and one Hollywood, forget the barakat of Makkah Sharif coming in your life. If our two legs, every individual, two legs are not straight, this 1-2 days making namaz, I try to stand behind the imam and your eyes fall, Allah make maaf, we make badnazri in namaz. So the imam's legs, I saw one imam 5 centimeters, one leg is behind the other one. 5 centimeters. And whereas they are supposed to be in the straight, and the imam is like that, then what about the muqtadi? What about the muazzin and the mutawalli and the muqtadi? That is our condition. Our legs are not facing Qibla. So we're going to get the barakat of namaz. So namaz, all the postures, our hands, when we fasten them, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, taught us namaz so beautifully. And I would like to implore everyone, learn practical namaz from somebody who learned practical from somebody. Not only from kitabs, not only how we learned when we went to madrasa, but practical namaz. Allah gave us, Allah was we are fortunate that this Akabir, Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, my Maktab Ustad Maulana Ahmad Behra Sahib, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib many times. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib taught us the namaz of an old person, when you now can't make your namaz normal. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made namaz when he reached old age. That namaz also Hazrat taught us, for Jazahumullah Khair. How to make namaz, because that time now you are now different. You're not a young man now. You can just get up from your sajda, from ruku, easy. Just go down. Now you've got, you like an old truck. You have to change gear after gear. You are now different. So they taught us all that. So let us learn namaz like that. So namaz, Hazrat taught us that when we fasten our hands in namaz, then Hazrat explained, like in the aeroplane before COVID, I don't see it happening now, but they show you on the screen how you must fasten your seat belts. And they bring the two seat belts and how they go hand in glove, neatly, they fit into one another. And then a neat bond is made. And these fingers go neatly behind this hand. And these fingers go neatly this side. And then the three fingers must be together. With your thumb and your index finger, grasp your hand. Don't just place it. Grasp it. And then just drop it right down. And your hand must be where? Below the navel. But you don't have to in namaz feel where's your navel. Hazrat Shaykh, all the people will wonder, what's wrong with this Muslim people? Every namaz day, are they looking for their navel? What are they looking for? You just drop it down, and down properly, and it goes below the navel. And then keep it like this neatly. But take my word, don't take my word. See for yourself, vast majority, if not everyone, you'll see his hand is here out. One time in our Darul Uloom, I saw one of our Mufti subs. His hand was so much down that my eye just went second time, that what's he holding? Something wrong? وَعِنَّ التَّوْقَانِ وَاجِبُ What's wrong with you, Mufti sahab? So much carelessness. We don't take care. One place I saw one good alim. Namaz was finished. Nafil namaz he was making. Sitting right at the back of the masjid by a door near where we all had to pass to go away. And sitting on the chair making nafil. But like sitting on the couch in his house he's making namaz. Like you resting like this carelessly and making damas. Now you're standing in front of Allah, nafil, you can sit on the chair, no problem. You are old, you are weak. But now this carelessness. And if you are not careful, you will be careless. And if you are careless, you lose out. Even in dunya, if you are careless about your business, you are careless about your car keys, you are careless about anything, you lose out. We are careless in namaz. Who of us are careful in namaz? That when we start namaz, for example, the key, did I put it in my pocket? I'm going to buy something, I took the money. I check up again, my money is there that I'm going to buy, I must have my money. Namaz, we just come and namaz and we just finish and namaz is gone, over. We're not careful. And the most we must have worry about namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, we must be careful. Not we are reading and sleeping and our minds are somewhere. And while reading also, just polish my shoes also. Or that phone came, just tell them I'm not here at home. And you are reading Quran and you are lying. Telling them, just tell them that I'm not here. And you're reading Quran Sharif. Where we have gone, but we're not conscious. So Sirat-e-Mustaqim is a thing that we have to strive for. It must be in the forefront of our mind. A person who wants to pass his matric, how much he makes effort. A person who wants to pass his madrasa exams. A person who wants to do any car driving exam, driving test he's going for. He's worried, asking for duas. For namaz and that, we've got no worry whatsoever. Hajj today we don't prepare. The preparation I must get a credit. And this must come right, and my passport and that. But the Hajj masalas, and then Hajj is so many things. In Hajj days, the historical aspect of Hajj. Then your Hajj will become beautiful. Then there is the ruhaniyat, the spiritual aspect. Then our masalas must be correct also. Then everything else. Al-Hajju, Ashhurum Ma'lumat. The Hajj months, we all know when they are. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ Those who are going for Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثْ وَلَا فُسُوْقْ وَلَا جِدَالْ We must build that qualities. No obscenity in our Hajj. No arguments, no fights in our Hajj. وَتَزَوَّدُ And take your provision, take your patkos for your Hajj. And Quran says what is patkos. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادْ التَّقْوَى That you must pack your bags of taqwa. We pack our bags of many other things. Bags of sabr. Bags of hilam, tolerance. Allahu Akbar. Tolerance is a thing we feel it's not part of our deen. We never heard about it also. What is all this about? Tolerance. One time, it's a hadith. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained it to his murids that must I show you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, of an amal which is more valuable than that person who makes the whole night ibadat every night. Every night, whole night's ibadat he makes. Every day, whole day, roza he keeps. An ibadat which is more greater than that. Naturally, Sahaba said, yes, please do tell us what is that amal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hilam, tolerance, patience. Patience and tolerance are the lower levels. Hilam is the higher level. And the dictionary explanation of the Hilam is like a piece of road on which Muslims and non-Muslims walk also. Animals also walk. People go on their cars, on their buses, on their trucks, on their wheelbarrow, on their everything. And the road lets them all pass nicely. Nobody has a problem. People spit on that road. The ground accepts that also. Somebody urinates, the ground accepts that also. Somebody defecates, does number two, the ground, everyone it accepts and let them all pass. That is what is called Hilam. That people, how they treat you, no matter how they treat you, you tolerate. Now, Mauli Sahab and any mu'min, they know that you can't let people take advantage of you. مَا كَانَ لِلْمُؤْمِنْ أَن يُذِلَّ نَفْسَهُ. That you mustn't let you be disgraced. You got your rights for your self-respect. That we know. We know the bitterness of taking revenge. We don't know the sweetness of forgiving. Where definitely you are allowed in Sharia that you can take your revenge. But be careful, don't go over the limit. Don't take more revenge than what you were supposed to. But the sweetness of forgiveness, they got no idea about it. And how much Allah will give on that forgiveness. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, more sawab than whole night, every night's ibadat. And more sawab than every day's roza. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, even more than that must I show you whose position is more higher than that person also. How much higher Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam didn't explain. But more higher than this person. Who is that person? The person who's got hilam, tolerance, with regard to his wife. With other people we still tolerate outside. But the wife, any small thing, she's the one to blame. Anything goes wrong, she. And she gets no credit for anything. As many of us are sitting, inshallah, pick up your hands if there is somebody, that till today, we are many of us married 10 years, 20, 30, 40, perhaps even 50 years. Alhamdulillah, I'm married more than 50 years. But there are, must be other people also. Who of us told one day our wife, Jazakallah, you cook food for me, you wash my clothes or you arrange it, you iron them, you put them for me when I want to go bath, you put the towel, you cook every day, you give me breakfast, you give me lunch, you give me supper, when I want tea, you give me in between, this I want, and you are in bed and I make you get up and go and fetch for me this from the kitchen and I make you fetch that from the fridge. Did I ever tell her Jazakallah? If there is somebody, pick up your hand. That we told our wives, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. And I hope not one time. There was Dr. Mayat in Petersburg, Polokwane, now new name. So a very pious man and an ashik lover of the Quran Sharif. So he told me one time a white man, non-Muslim man, Christian man, came and eat at his house. After eating, that white man told him, tell your wife, thank you. Jazakallah, thank you. She cooked, she sent the food. I enjoyed it very much. Doctor went and told her, this white man, she dropped all her tools. Everything, she dropped it. And she said, till today, who and who didn't come to our house? They were very hospitable. And great, great people came to their house. And then she told, nobody told me ever one day thank you. Jazakallah. And she told, you also never told me. And he told, and you also never told me Jazakallah. I pay the water and lights every month. Those days, landline, your phone, I pay the account. Or every time, there's never the phone is cut off. But you don't appreciate, neither does the wife appreciate the husband, neither the husband appreciate the wife. And a person who doesn't make shukr is worse than a dead donkey also. But we don't make, and well, lam yashkurin nas, a person who doesn't make shukr to people, lam yashkurillah, he'll never make shukr of Allah. Who of us make shukr to Allah? Who of us make shukr? Allah's namat, how many namat? As we are sitting now, many of us think, which namat of Allah? Allah made you insan. Walaqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. The best form of any of Allah's creation is the human's form. Allah made you. Allahu Akbar. One time in Baghdad, in the time of Harun al-Rashid, Baghdad was the most beautiful city of the world. The gardens, the water features, you can't imagine what it was. It was a summer's night. Wonderful, cool, light breeze blowing. One of his ministers was making love with his wife in the garden outside. And man's khopri, akar, works funny. When he's angry, what and what he blurts out. And when he's happy, what and what he says. So in his happiness, he told his wife, if you are not more beautiful than this 14th full moon, talaq on you, 3 talaqs on you. In happiness, a person gives talaq when he's angry. But in happiness he gave. She was an alima, she understood who can be more beautiful than the 14th full moon. So she immediately she went in parda. I'm now divorced now. I can't be sitting with him. He became parishan the whole night. What did I now do? She was parishan. They loved one another. No problem, no fight between them. But in love he gave her divorce. In the morning he went to Harun al-Rashid. He said, there's a big problem. This is what happened. So he summoned the ulama of Baghdad. Great, great ulama. Students of Imam Abu Hanifa. Great, great ulama. They all say talaq took place. Who can be more beautiful than the moon? One young alim didn't speak. You not speaking? He said, no talaq. What no talaq? All are saying talaq, and who can be more? He says that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Insan, every insan we made the most beautiful. So when the Quran is nasa qat'i, that insan is the most, where can the moon compare with insan? They all agreed, yes, it is right. So insan Allah made like this. But what are we doing with what the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala? Let us learn to appreciate all the innumerable ni'mat. So this, let us come on to Sirati Mustaqeem. Let us work. Last Ramzan we didn't achieve it. Make tawbah istighfar. Determine next Ramzan I'm going to spend my Ramzan as Ramzan is supposed to be spent. Ramzan is not samosas and Ramzan is not haleem. Durban area without haleem there is no Ramzan. And Rosa doesn't open without haleem. And what haleem at least get hilam in you. If still we're drinking so much haleem every year, how much haleem? Tanks full of haleem we have drunk. Our stomachs are full with tanks full of haleem. But no hilam still has come into us. So bring this hilm into us. Bring this, bring Ramadan, what Ramadan is, Quran Sharif. What rozas are supposed to bring into us. And what Taraweeh and the night's ibadat and sehri is supposed to make us farishtas. Completely different person. When a person spends his Ramadan and then he goes home for Eid, his wife will also say, you're a different person, you were farishta. How you were before, how you used to behave, how you used to, you were dirty, you were disrespectful, you never appreciate. Now you're an angel. That is what we have to become. And the wife, the day the wife gives you that certificate, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one year when he came, he should come every year in those. Then when he was leaving at the airport, he says, next year, those who don't get an NOC, no objection certificate from the wife says, my husband is keeping me very well. I've got no objection. Who doesn't get that, I'll take his khilafat away. But then Hazrat added, and nobody will get it also. The wife is not going to give you, even if she know that you deserve it, but she know if I give it to him, then he's going to get spoiled. So you don't, she won't give you. But that is how we have to love, that the wife must be happy. But we don't even worry about her. She's crying the whole night. And remember, if she cries, she's crying to Allah. And if Allah take us to task, we don't stand a chance anywhere. May Allah give us tawfiq to come on to Sirati Mustaqeem. And still wish to say many more things, but time is already gone past. But let us practically bring the straight path into our lives. And Ramzan is the ideal occasion. Quran Sharif, read it every day. And read it with the niyat of coming on the straight path. Whether you're a hafiz, a qari, an alim, mufti, whoever, but read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is the greatest bayan, is the greatest lecturer.
And the Quran inside, it will change us and put us on the straight. And Allah loves His Quran Sharif. And with that, our dhikr, etc., keep contact with the ulama, ulama-i haq. That is also another subject I thought I'll touch on, but now there's no time. That who we should keep contact with. Which ulama should we keep? Very, very important. Otherwise, we get misled and we go in the wrong direction. And in today's zamana, there are a lot of frauds everywhere. Even in the ulama fraternity. Whether any fraternity, there are people who are robbing us, stealing our iman, and leading us astray. Be very careful. May Allah guide us to righteousness, accept us for His deen, and give us more on iman, iman e kamil, and may Allah be pleased with us. Read the Durood Sharif.
Allahumma lakal hamd كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا نسألك بأننا نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقني القرآن العظيم وتخلطه بلحمي ودمي وسمعي وبصري وتستعمل به جسدي بحولك وقوتك فإنه لا حول ولا قوة إلا بك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرا ولا تنسنا ذكرا ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ارزقني القرآن العظيم اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us all to righteousness. All our marhumin in the qubur, all the marhumin of the Muslims, forgive each and every one. Let everyone be enjoying their lives in the qubur. Oh Allah, make it easy for all living people. Oh Allah, whoever is ill, give them shifa, Oh Allah. Whoever have got financial problems, remove them. Who have got financial constraints and difficulties, remove it, O Allah. Who have got fights and arguments at home, the workplace, anywhere, remove all
there's disorders and there's fights and arguments, O Allah. Replace it with love and kindness, O Allah. Whoever is unfaithful to their partners, let them become faithful, O Allah. Let us be good towards our partners, O Allah. Grant us all the best of deen, dunya and akhirah. O Allah, make our qabr's life, make our akhirah's life, the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Help the Palestinians, O Allah. Help all the Muslims of the world, in Sudan, in Syria, O Allah. Throughout the world, help the Muslims, O Allah. And let the Muslims give them the upper hand in the world. Let us all come on to Deen, Islam, Quran Sharif, Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Guide us and give the Muslims the upper hand. O Allah, let us guide the people of the world towards Jannah and towards your pleasure, O Allah. Help us in every way. Save us from every harm, O Allah. O Allah, reward all the brothers of Natal for all their hospitality, for all their attending the programs, all the brothers who arranged the programs, O Allah, those who fed us, those who looked after us, reward everyone, O Allah. Grant the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah to them, to their ancestors, their parents and everyone, to their progeny, their children and all coming till the day of Qiyamah. Grant us all the good, save us from all harm. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillah.